Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
My man, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Never been better.
Well, good, glad to hear it. Everything's good in your life?
Seems to be.
Glorious? We're here?
Yeah.
Our key card still works? It's sunny out?
Here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah. Baseball's on TV.
Baseball's on TV, although I do think maybe if you're watching the recaps.
It's fine.
That's fine. There's a game like at 5 o'clock, so I still don't understand how baseball does their scheduling. I'm not like in a routine where I can come in and go, today will be the day where there's a bunch of games in the early afternoon.
In the week.
Yeah, so later in the week is when they start getting earlier in the day?
I think it's game 3 or 4 opposite. Or something.
Okay. Well, speaking of baseball, is there anything going on in baseball that we need to be made aware of as you being the best? I just mean with the Royals and everything else.
Well,
I haven't been paying too close attention in the last
best
5 days.
Record in baseball, I think?
I did see that.
Huh?
But we already knew that they were good.
How about that?
Yeah. Well, you think they got a chance?
Yeah, of course I do.
I mean, why not?
Yeah. I think the Royals and the Tigers. I think it's fun to see them competing, you know.
Yeah, I was supposed
being rivals again. It's exciting.
Supposed to go to the game on Sunday, and then on Saturday, I'm looking at the weather thing, and it said it was supposed to rain at 1 o'clock. That was on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, let's just wait. We'll pass on these tickets. Of course, it ended up not raining at all. I should have gone to the game, but I'll be going to a game soon. Have you been to a game yet this season?
I have not.
Yeah, me neither. I was going to go to home opener, and I remember we couldn't get out of work or something, and... So, yeah, don't forget, I sort of have season tickets.
I know,
so.
I need to call you for them.
Yeah. So, you know, that's just something to think about.
Are they in town this weekend?
I think that they were coming back because I saw that they had let me see. You know what? I don't want to speak out of term here. I'm just going to look and make sure before I get this wrong. But when I was looking at their schedule, I saw there was, I want to say the Red Sox, right?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Right? That's what I was thinking. Okay, so they have... White Sox and then Red Sox both come to town. I thought it was the White Sox, too. So you get White Sox, Red Sox.
I get to go and win money.
Exactly. I thought those would be good games to go to because you could go watch the Royals win, which is a win.
And make money.
And make money on it. Why is that? Because this is a bit of an investment radio show, podcast as well. Because
it's basically like, you know, that guy, that money guy. What's his name?
Which one? The Scott Galloway guy? Mad Money with Kramer. Is that his name?
No. Who's the guy who tells you to save your money? Don't buy anything.
Oh, Dave Ramsey.
Yeah, like Dave Ramsey. Only, you know, Not.
Except don't save it. Gamble it, right?
Well, Jess, I'm telling you, this is a better side hustle than DoorDash. Just bet on the White Sox to lose.
Yeah. That Ramsey guy.
At 50 bucks a game, I'm at almost $1,000.
And it's only the end of April here, people.
Yeah.
Could you use an extra $1,000?
What would you do with it? That's what I asked you.
What would you do with it? Because it's going to end up being a lot more than that.
I pissed it away. But what would you do with it? I don't know.
The church, Gersh, with the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Man, I was early on this.
What?
Just by accident, though, because I must have been reading you something last week. I mean, it could have been longer, but it's probably last week. About it doesn't matter what it was about. I saw it was on People Magazine's website, and because
you know
of that, I saw a little thing.
Mom?
No, just
give
this
you guys
story.
Talk about when you're dirty chatting each other.
No, I searched for a news story, and People was one of the things that came up. I just clicked on it. Happened to be a People thing, so that's where I read it from. That's all. Do they still print a magazine? I would think they probably do. If there's a magazine that's still being
every
printed.
Every time she comes to my house, there's one somewhere. People
really?
Magazine somewhere, yeah.
And she doesn't just get it at the airport? This is something she likes, she probably subscribes to?
She might get it at the airport, I don't know.
Mm, wow. I mean, somebody subscribes to it. I know they still print the National Enquirer and those, I don't know what you call those type of things, the big paper things, the National Enquirer, and I don't know about Weekly World News. They still print those because I see them at the drugstore. But I don't know if I've seen it. I haven't seen really many.
I see magazines at CVS.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, they're behind there somewhere.
That's what I was trying to think. It's like, are there other magazines there? Maybe I just don't see them. But People Magazine was saying that they were writing this thing about Demi Moore and that they were anointing her the world's most beautiful woman. She's the most beautiful woman in the world. And I don't think, I knew I wouldn't get any argument from you.
Sure,
you're not
going
to get any argument from me. I feel like Demi Moore, absolutely, is worthy of that. People are a little bit confused. I don't know if confused, but they're being a little nasty online. Some people saying, well, wait a second. You know, how can she be the world's most beautiful? We're talking about now because now she's in her 60s. Well, first of all, she's still
stunning.
Quite stunning. And also, I think we kind of understand the spirit of this when you're saying world's most beautiful. Look, she's alive. She's still quite stunning. And
she looked better when she was 30, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
You know, who doesn't?
Overall. To the full span of it.
And I feel like that should be the rule. If we're going to do, you know, throughout history, then you're going to start putting names of people on there that we only know what they look like based on portraits that they had made of themselves. So it's a lot more fun to do it if they were in the somewhat modern times. I would say from like 19, I mean, personally, because of my age, I would like 1980 on. But if you're going to do like 60s on, 70s on, something kind of the modern film age. Because we're also talking about, let's be honest, mostly movie stars when we're doing these lists of, like, world's most beautiful. And if you asked me before the People magazine thing about Demi Moore, who's the world's most beautiful, and you said, like, those kind of parameters, I think she would be a name that I would come up with, but I don't know if it would be the first one that I would think. You know, just off the top of my head, I'm trying to think, who is that person? Because, I mean, Giselle comes to mind. She's perfect. Perfect human
Zendaya.
You like Zendaya?
I just think, you know, like, I don't know if she's not perfect, but I get that she's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
She's stunning. Even like in that Euphoria where they tried to dress her down a little bit, you're like, you're still stunning.
Those are the ones.
Yeah.
The ones, and you and I have talked about this over the years. When those magazines, like we talked about earlier, would show the pictures of them at the counter of the bodega buying donuts, and they have no makeup on or whatever.
Right.
And they're trying to catch these women like, oh, look at her. She's got a pimple. And as a guy, you go, dude.
Whatever.
I know what women in my life look like with makeup all done up and without. I know there can be a difference, right? I'm seeing the difference between Britney Spears in magazines, and you're showing me this is what she looks like on the MTV Awards. This is what she looks like at the bodega. And as just a normal person, I'm going, yeah, I'm sorry, but if you're trying to make me think
Sydney
that she's not
Sweeney.
As hot. Sydney Sweeney.
No, Crackman said that.
I saw someone coming after her just the other day on Reddit saying, here's all these pictures that she's posted or that have been posted of her, and here's what she actually looks like. And I saw the picture of what she actually looked like. I'm like, she looks great.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. I mean, you cannot tell me that you think
Sydney
she's an unattractive person.
Something.
Even you could say that she's not your ideal type. You can say that about any woman.
That would be weird, though.
Right, but you can say about any woman.
Sure,
you could say, I like
big boobs. I don't
even know
what your ideal type is, but
you
still look at Sydney Sweeney and be like, no, yeah, she's perfect.
That's what I'm saying. You still have to admit that she is beautiful. You can't argue that. So who else is on the list beyond those people? Because I just went through and looked at some of these. Now, there are, of course, I think supermodels are supermodels for a reason. And I mentioned Giselle. I do think Giselle kind of stands out. I know that she became famous for other things, but I've seen a lot of supermodels. And as a kid, I saw a lot of supermodels in the catalogs that they sent to the house. You could tell that there was something special about her. So, but as far as other supermodels, I'm not familiar with all of them, so I'll skip some of those. But they've got Charlize Theron on this other list, which I think is obvious. I mean, Charlize Theron, I've heard her talk about getting older and how it's unfair in Hollywood and women can't, you know. But I look at her and I'm like, yeah, except that you don't. You've kind of got that.
You still look good.
Kind of got that thing going. Margot Robbie, of course, that does not surprise me.
Yeah, for sure.
One that I wasn't positive you would put on the list.
I don't think about her right away, but I should.
Yeah, I think about her.
Right.
I'm not positive how you feel about the next one. I really don't know if it's come up, but Emma Stone.
I don't even really know her.
You know, because I know you like Lindsay Lohan. Emma Stone sort of had that kind of, I know she said it was fake red hair, but she sort of had that red hair thing going on for a while. Kind of, she reminded me a little bit of Lohan in the early days. I know Jonah Hill loves her. At least that's the story that I've heard. But I thought, man, I'm not positive that Laszlo.
She's stunning. I'm comparing her to other.
Right, but comparing her to the others, you're not going to put her on the short list of most beautiful.
No.
The one that I would probably put as my final answer, I wanted to search to make sure she was on here, and she is on here, Natalie Portman. And I don't know if you put Natalie Portman on your.
I would for sure.
You would? Okay, because I would put her on there. And if we're going back as far as like the 80s, I would put Meg Ryan on there as well. And Michelle Pfeiffer. I got to put Michelle Pfeiffer and Meg Ryan both on there. They've got Zoe Kravitz on the list. Jennifer Lawrence. People love Jennifer Lawrence, man. And again, I'm not trying to argue. It's just she's got like that crowd. There are those guys that seem to be uniquely in love with Jennifer Lawrence specifically. That's their girl. Zendaya was on the list, Lazo, and not very far down the list either. Ariana Grande was on the list, which, yeah, she's stunning too. Taylor Swift was on there as well, not too far down. What's the main Kardashian? Kim Kardashian was on there. It's the people that you would expect for the most part. Bella Hadid. You know, when you say that name, I have to be honest, I would have to look her up. I heard it a million times. I sort of know who she is, but I have to look it up. ScarJo, isn't that what people call Scarlett Johansson? Another woman that has that devoted group of guys that say she's the most beautiful ever. Blake Lively.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie. Halle Berry. Who else was on here? Oh, Beyonce. And there was one more. Oh, Emma Watson from Harry Potter. Do you think you could guess who they say the world's most handsome men are?
I mean, in her time, though, like, you know, we've skipped Pamela Anderson.
Oh,
I'm not sure we should have done that.
She should have been on the list.
Yeah.
She should have been on the list. In her time, she looked like a drawing.
Unbelievable.
She looked like what I would imagine AI would do if you said, create the perfect blonde female figure. You know, it would be her. And I don't actually AI probably couldn't do it as well because she was just that. She was that perfect. Even the sex tape. I mean, a kid seeing that, I was like, that women can look like that, you know, naked without the lights and the makeup and all that stuff. I mean, it was eye opening to me. Of course, I was a young man, but it was eye opening to me. And just so the ladies don't feel left out, I did or the gay men, I did pull the world's most handsome men. According to this other article, they've got David Beckham on the list, which makes sense to me. Robert Pattinson, Batman, he's on the list. Ryan Reynolds is on the list. No surprise. I think we could have guessed him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Idris Elba. Okay. I know people love him as well. Henry Cavill. I don't know. I always say his name wrong, but he was on the list, too, and he's definitely a good-looking guy. The Hemsworth. Which one's the... Chris Hemsworth, I think. Is he the older one? And the soccer player. The guy who they made the ugly statue of. Sorry, I'm trying to pull that list back up.
Ronaldo?
Ronaldo. He was on the list, too, which...
Yeah, he's a pretty good-looking dude.
I just hadn't thought about it. I'm not arguing it. Maybe I'm thinking of the statue, but when I saw the picture they had of him, I was like, oh. Michael B. Jordan was on there as well. And who else? Oh, there's two K-pop guys. I don't know who they are, and I'm not going to try and pronounce their names. Chris Evans, what do we call him? He was a Captain America?
Yeah.
One of the Captain Americas? Not really. I don't know if that... Would you say original? I guess he could be the original Captain America. And you know who I did not see on their list, though, was Ryan Gosling. So obviously the list was...
Yeah, you got a crush on that guy.
A little screwed up. I do. Him and Tom Hardy both. I like them both quite a bit. And, I mean, Ryan Gosling...
Seems...
I like Tom Hardy,
masculine
too.
Masculine for you.
What? Ryan Gosling doesn't?
No.
Oh, yeah. I love Tom Hardy. Like, that I wanted to watch Peaky Blinders because I knew that he was in the show, and I had tried a couple times and never got around to it. Finally watched it. He's not in it a ton, but he is one of those guys where when he's on screen, I'm interested. He's so cool. You know, people say it's gay.
Why don't you watch Mobland? I am going to watch it.
I'm almost done with my other show.
To somebody about it. What other show are you watching?
Don't worry about it. It's old.
No, what show are you watching?
It's old.
What are you watching? Just tell me.
It doesn't matter. It's an AMC show. It's called Halt and Catch Fire.
Halt and Catch Fire.
Yes, I kept reading that it was one of the best shows of the 2010s, and so I finally went back and watched it. I didn't plan on getting as hooked as I did, but I'm almost through it now. I think there's only a few seasons, so it's about these guys. It's like a Mad Men, only we're moving to the 80s, and instead of advertising, they're in tech. That's the easiest way to describe it. Just take Mad Men, move up 20 years, and move out of advertising into tech, and that's basically what you got. I mean, it's a good show. I'm not going to say you need to watch it because it's at least 10 years old now, but it is a good show.
Well, now, that's why we're not watching Mob.
I know. But I've been watching like 3 episodes a day of the other, so I'll be done soon, and I'll catch up on Mobland, and we can discuss it.
The Church of Laszlo.
My name is Laszlo. That's my friend Slim Fast over there. I'm sure he's got something to talk about.
Well, we're going to
slightly ignore him.
Yeah, we're going to do news.
I watched
soon.
Baseball recap of this Mets game yesterday.
It's a recap of the recap. Because the recap ended, so I just started it over again.
Okay, good.
It's better than nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do the news soon, but I wanted to know how many of these songs, real quickly, I don't know if you'll be honest or not, but admit whether or not you like them, because that website, Ultimate Classic Rock, that does lots and lots of lists.
I
love them. But they did the best songs from the 80s and 90s that are songs that you probably like, but that you won't admit to. And so instead of listening with the windows down, you listen with the windows up. So they're guilty pleasures.
Sure.
Which it's going to be hard probably to get you to admit all of the songs that you like or not. But the ones from the 80s, I know that you don't like all of them because I genuinely don't like quite a few of them. But you know what? I'll just start at number 10 here. Styx. Mr. Roboto.
I hate it.
You do?
I hate it.
Well, you were defending Styx that time.
I love Styx.
I can't stand them. So,
but I hate that song.
You hate that song. It's not a guilty pleasure. It's no real... It wouldn't have to be since you like Styx, I guess. Mick Jagger and David Bowie, Dancing in the Streets.
I don't like that song either.
I don't either, but I'm kind of surprised
like
it's a guilty pleasure.
Like, yeah.
And is it a guilty pleasure? Like, are there people who like
pretty
that song?
Pretty stupid song.
Yeah. That doesn't... So, some of these make perfect sense, but that one not so much. Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Well, that's a guilty pleasure.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't listen to it, but I don't hate it.
It makes me angry, but I'm not a Bon Jovi fan at all. Not even in a guilty pleasure sort of way. I don't know. Maybe if you played it in some other setting outside of a bar with a bunch of drunk girls, I don't know. Maybe I could enjoy it somewhere, but I have yet to think like that sounds good. Never Gonna Give You Up. Rick Astley.
I don't like that song.
You never liked it?
No.
Never thought it was catchy or.
I've never liked it.
Never liked it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I'm sure at some point, it's hard to remember now. I don't remember ever like wanting to buy the album or the single or anything that. But I'm sure it was. It's a catchy song. I'm sure at some point I thought, yeah, I know the song. Never gonna. And it didn't used to annoy me like it does now. Motley Crue, Girls, Girls, Girls. I don't really see why that's a guilty pleasure.
No. Yeah.
No,
I mean, I like some songs, but that ain't it.
Okay, come on. If you're in a bar and that comes on loud
like that
and
song.
Nothing,
it's stupid.
It doesn't. Well, of course, it's
But
it's
I think
silly.
There's other songs that are good. That just ain't it.
All right, so no guilty pleasure there. How about Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl? That's a guilty pleasure, I guess. I don't really want to hear it.
Me neither. I don't want to hear it either. I think a guilty pleasure is if it comes on, I listen to it, and that I would not listen to.
Yeah, that is what a guilty pleasure should be. You know, like they said, with the windows up instead of down, I'm probably not going to let Jesse's Girl roll all the way through. I would be skipping that. A song that I definitely don't like, Starship, We Built This City. You going to go with that one?
No. I've read that that's the worst song ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I need that list. I need to find the list
of I've heard
that worst, most popular
it. Worst
songs
song ever.
Number one on their list for 80s, at least, is Toto, Africa.
You like that song.
I did at one point. Yeah, I think when I was a kid, for sure, I liked that song.
I don't like that song. I don't understand. I don't know what you're saying about Africa.
I'm a lyrics guy,
so I don't get it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a music guy, so.
God bless the rain. Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either. But, yeah, like, it's got something catchy in it. I don't know if it's the hook or the refrain. I don't know anything about music. But there was some part of that song that I enjoyed for sure. You know, one of the things that was on the list, I just got to scroll down here because the song that I liked, Eddie Murphy, Party All the Time. That was a guilty pleasure.
That's a good song.
I liked that song.
That is still a good song.
And I don't know that I'd have to roll down the windows. Also, they've got Men at Work, and I don't Down Under, and I don't have to roll the windows up for any Men at Work. I'll listen to Men at Work proudly.
Fine, whatever.
Fine. 90s guilty pleasures. Number 10, John Bon Jovi, Blaze of Glory.
Oh, I don't like that one. That's a cowboy song. I don't get it.
Okay, yeah. Good. Firehouse, Love of a Lifetime is number 9.
Not into it.
Meatloaf, I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That is number 8. Now, I gotta tell you, I really dislike Meatloaf.
You do?
Yes, even as a
you're
kid.
Really like Paradise by the Dead.
I really, I didn't understand it as a kid. Bad? I was shocked. I didn't understand why it's on the radio.
I don't know that I could sit through the whole I Would Do Anything for Love. Boy, that sounds like a long time to sit through it. So no. But I don't hate Meatloaf.
I do. Now, you know what? I haven't explored his catalog all that much. Well, I just know the singles, and I do not like them. I do not like the singles. Divinals, I Touch Myself. Okay, I mean, it's catchy, but it's not something I need to listen to. It's not like I want to listen to it with the volume up. And now, number 4, I know Lazo likes, but he's going to try and lie about it. Aerosmith, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
God damn, I hate that song.
That's like his favorite band and favorite era from his favorite band.
I hate it.
Chumbawamba, Tub Thumping, I never liked that song.
Neither.
Extreme, More Than Words.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, no.
I'm not always into the ballads. I'm not always a rock ballad guy, but...
You like that one, huh?
I mean, there was something about it. I remember it took me a long time when I first was hearing it. It's like, who is this? And I just assumed that it was like one of those artists that my mom liked, you know? Well, I just thought it was mom music. And then it turns out that it was Extreme. And then he goes on and does that Van Halen album. And how'd you feel about that, by the way? How'd you feel about that one? Did you like that?
That guy's name, like Nino Betancourt or something?
That sounds right. Good job. That sounds right. Def Leppard, Let's Get Rocked. Yes. I'll listen to that. I don't need to skip that. I will listen to that. Lazo hates Def Leppard.
I don't like them either.
But I had those albums when I was a kid. I purchased them. So I know that I like that. And what else was on here? Bare Naked Ladies 1 Week was one of them. Creed, Higher. You got no problem with Higher.
Yeah, 1 week probably wouldn't be it, but there's some Bare Naked Ladies guilty pleasures.
Same,
for sure.
And that's not one of them. Actually, I like one of the later ones that you disliked. I thought it was catchy. Was that? Is it Pinch Me?
Oh yeah,
or whatever it's called. I kind of. It was on the radio, top 40 radio, when I was in high school or whenever that was. And I kind of liked that song. And as a matter of fact, it must be a guilty pleasure because I think if it came on now, I would turn the volume up slightly and not skip it. So I think that's a guilty pleasure. Bad Touch, Bloodhound Gang, Bryan Adams, Everything I Do. Man, I really hate that.
Yeah, me too.
Really, really hate that. Crash Test Dummies. I can live without that.
Enjoy it.
I'm trying to find my favorite is on here somewhere. There's a song that I truly love. But I want to get the number. Oh, number 16. This is not a guilty pleasure. Well, maybe it is. It's just a song I love. But Scorpions, Wind of Change. You don't like that song?
No, not really.
You don't think it's... Like, if that came on
is
in
the car...
Is that
the whistling one?
Yes. Dun, yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Dude,
come
that
on.
Sounds German.
So what? It's a good song.
It sounds like crap.
It's a good song.
I don't like German bands.
Well,
I don't like Scandinavian bands. Like, you can either be from England or the United States. Anything else. Canada, you're all dorks.
I tend to
agree. You're all Bryan Adams or Rush, math rock. Like, I don't need any of that.
Bare Naked Ladies. I don't normally agree with you. Scorpions, so come on.
Right,
Berlin
like,
Wall was coming down.
Immediately, I'm like, where are they from?
Yeah, I get it. I didn't know that they were German when I was a
little kid. Netherlands or something.
Kid.
Like, I'm like, you know what? I'm not interested.
I like it. That's my favorite song of theirs, for sure. I mean, there's a couple that I enjoy, but that's got to be my absolute favorite song of theirs. All right, you want to do the news here coming up in a minute?
Sure.
Because you should get misinformation from more than one source.
JFK assassination, the fake moon land, the Freemasons, chemtrails, CIA mind control, Area 51.
And the government vows to figure out what the heck is going on and sends drone spotting radar to New Jersey.
It's Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo. The doom scroll begins now.
My man, hit me with that news of the day.
All right. Well, another car drives through a bunch of people, this time through a... after school camp thing in Illinois. Yeah, and it killed more people. And just looking for updates, because the last I saw, we do know that the driver of the vehicle was a woman in her 40s. They've identified her. But according to the things that I'm looking at right now, at least, I don't know if these are getting old, but they said that she hasn't been charged yet. I'm wondering if they're going to say that she had some sort of a medical episode. Okay. Or I would think that if she was drunk and did this, they would have told us by now, that since they've told us who she is.
Had a car run through a building, and they're saying there's quite a few people injured.
Illinois State Police now assisting authorities in Chatham after officials say Monday afternoon a driver crashed through the Why Not After School camp, killing four students, all girls, ages 18 to 7.
Vehicle drove into the east side of the building. The vehicle struck multiple persons outside of the building before continuing through the building and exiting out on the west side of the structure.
I'm not sure if there are people inside the building that died as well, or if it was just the people who got hit on the outside, but she drives up off the road, hits people on her way to the building.
Drives through a building.
Drives through the building. You can see on the news they show the hole in the wall where she drove into the building. They say she went out the other side of that building, and yeah, ended up killing four people, kids. So, horrible. Just kind of crazy that just happened in Vancouver over the weekend, and then we get another story like that today. But my guess would be that this was some sort of an accident, or they've given us her name and her age. I did see a picture of her from a distance. You know, some journalist photographer took a picture with one of those telescoping lenses. You could kind of see that she had cuffs on.
Okay.
But they also were saying that they hadn't taken her into custody yet. And that she hasn't been charged with anything, so I just wondered if that meant that maybe she,
who knows,
had an accident or said that it was some sort of a medical moment. I'm not sure. In New York, they've been talking about this for a long time, but the governor of New York has said that she is all in on this, and it looks like this thing will pass, I guess, his bill, to ban cell phones bell to bell. You won't be able to use your cell phone at public school from opening bell to closing bell. The question I have with all of these phone bans in these different schools is the child allowed to bring the phone into school and just not be on it during those hours?
Keep it in their locker?
Are you going to try and do like some of these schools have done, where you have them come into the school and they go through this big security checkpoint and they take the phones?
That just seems like a huge
waste of time and resources.
I think for my youngest, they have to keep them in the locker and then they can use them in the hallway between classes if they want.
Oh, okay. Wasn't there a school that was using those bags where they gave them back to them? They used like at the concerts, but they were letting them.
I get it, but to me, it still seems like a waste of time. And what if you misplace the bag? Like, it feels like just put it in your locker is the easiest way.
If you're going to say that they can't be on the phone, that's fine. Just say they're not allowed to be on the phone, maybe in the hallways. In New York, I guess they wouldn't even be allowed to be on it in the hallways. But I do go back to your thing about with all the stuff that happens at school now, is people driving through them, guns being shot.
Safe.
Right.
Then they get to keep their phones.
You'd like
I don't, you know, whatever.
You'd like to be able to get a hold
of your
kid.
I know people are like, no, but they got to learn. Whatever. Until you can prove to me that, you know, they don't need to call me because there's a gunman in there, then I don't want to hear your argument. Like, I really don't want to hear it.
You've had to contact your kids at school, or at least one of your kids at school, twice in the last month and a half,
right,
or something like that. Whatever.
Because there was a lockdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And
I want them to be able to touch me.
Yeah. And I get
that's
that.
That's it. Like, until we can do something about the guns, then let's not worry about the phones.
Yeah. Well, New York apparently is going to do something.
New York State would ban cell phones in public schools bell to bell under an agreement announced Monday by Governor Kathy Hochul. If approved by state lawmakers, New York would join at least 8 states now that have enacted measures banning or restricting students' use of cell phones in school.
I would just assume that students already have restricted use of their phones in most public schools. Like, doesn't the teacher of a classroom have the authority to say, hey, put your phones away while we're doing this?
Sure.
Or are there some places where, like, you're not allowed to tell me that I can't be on my phone while I'm in this classroom? You can never tell me that I'm not allowed to be on my phone. My nephew talks about how he hides his phone in class, which, just, you know, I assume means that's because he's not supposed to be on his phone. And he's
right.
Come up with these clever ways of hiding it. So that's what I would think. I would think that all teachers tell you. You know, we did not have smartphones when I was in high school. So I don't know, but they told us all the time there were things that we couldn't have. We couldn't have electronics. We couldn't have Game Boys. couldn't have any type of really electronics out. Sometimes it was even more strict than that, like, hey, no coats, no games. No, they certainly had rules at all times
of course.
What you could have in class. I would just assume that they do that in every public school right now, that there are rules about your phone. But what do I know? The Supreme Court has dealt a blow, Laszlo, to Karen Reed, the woman accused of killing her ex-boyfriend, who was a cop in Massachusetts, by running him over with her car.
Leaky balloon knot.
The lady with the leaky balloon knot. She is on trial now for the second time. Laszlo doesn't like second-time trials, by the way. But no. She's on trial now for the second time. And this sort of goes into the whole double jeopardy thing, because Karen Reed is saying, her defense team has said, look, after the first trial ended with a hung jury, there were some things that the jurors said they all agreed on. And if the jurors in that first trial all agreed on these things, then we should get rid of them. We should exclude those things from this trial. You should drop those charges against her, since the first set of jurors said, we agree. But I don't think that any of that was very formal, and apparently it's not going
to
work.
A major blow to Karen Reed's ongoing legal battle. Reed's legal team had asked the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene in her retrial in an effort to have some of the charges dropped, arguing it was a case of double jeopardy after jurors in her first trial allegedly told them afterwards they unanimously agreed that Karen Reed was not guilty of two of the three charges against her. The Supreme Court, however, denying the request to review her case.
Yeah, so Supreme Court's not gonna save you. I saw something not that long ago that in the UK, because they had a double jeopardy rule, it sounded like it was the same as ours. You can't be tried for the same crime twice. But that they changed that over there, and so now if there's new evidence, they can charge you. And I thought, I just assume that. I know there's people who get frustrated, especially victims, you know, family members of victims. And they say, we think this person did it. They were found not guilty, but it was a crappy trial, or whatever your reasoning is. And then that person comes out and says, can shout from a rooftop, I did do it, and there's nothing you can do about it. I understand your frustration. The problem is that if you say, all we need is new evidence, then won't they always just retry them?
Of course.
It's just like the hung juries now. They'll say, we plan on retrying this guy because we plan on finding new evidence, right?
Right. And then you can use those retrials to keep him in jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
You could even
you
use...
You say no bond.
Yeah.
And then you lose a trial, and then you say, oh, we're going to retry him. And they say, okay, no bond again. Like, come on.
You could even use that first trial.
You could just use it as punishment.
And you could think of that first trial like sort of a run-through. Like, we got this other evidence. We might hold this back just in case we need to try this person.
Right, and you did something bad, or the defense had some great, like, oh, this couldn't be it. Then you're like, oh, well, we just have to do better. Come on.
Yeah. The Karen Reed thing seemed like a stretch, because you're basically saying, if I read that correctly, that the jurors were talked to, and the jurors said when they were talked to, like, yeah, we all agreed that she wasn't guilty of this charge and this charge. Well, but that's not, like, official. It's not like they came back and said, here's the things that we finished.
No.
Now, maybe they were. Maybe I misunderstood. Maybe they'd said, this is the thing we cannot come to an agreement on, and it's a reason that we have to have a hung jury. We've got all these other things figured out, and I don't know how a trial like that works. Maybe there is paperwork that says they've got all this stuff agreed upon. It was worth a shot, though, but the Supreme Court said, yeah, no, we're not interested. The prank at the draft over the weekend.
Yeah. Okay.
We talked about it yesterday. Did you hear there's been reports now that there were multiple prank calls? It wasn't just Sanders who got the prank call. There were other players who got the prank calls.
Oh, really? Is the same guy who did it?
I mean, I don't know, but I'm going to assume.
Okay.
Maybe I shouldn't assume, right? I'm a news guy, so maybe I shouldn't. But they say that the NFL is investigating these other pranks, and I think maybe Mason Graham was one of them, and Tyler Warren was one of them. And I want to say that maybe in both cases, their parents alerted.
The NFL investigating a series of prank calls made to college football stars in the NFL draft. Alan Graham, the father of Michigan player Mason Graham, who was drafted in the first round by the Cleveland Browns, says his son was also the victim of a prank call. He told the Detroit Free Press that someone made a TikTok while crank calling Mason, showing his number on the video. The NFL also investigating a third prank call from this year's draft, made to Penn State tight end Tyler Warren. Warren was picked 14th overall by the Indianapolis Colts, but he received a fake call that he was being drafted by the New York Jets, who were picking 7th in the draft.
So yeah, they're saying that with Graham's number, not only did they prank him, but then they also put the number on TikTok and said his phone was inundated.
I mean, I get the 14th, but Mason Graham got picked 5th. When did you call?
Well, what were you saying? I don't know. Maybe the prank was something else. I don't know what the prank was because I didn't hear it. It's just them reporting that there were pranks. The NFL's looking into it. Maybe it's not the same person. Maybe this is just a thing. Maybe those numbers got out.
Sounds like it's probably the same guy.
I would think so, too, because we know that in the Sanders case, which was the first prank call we all heard about, the kid who did it is the son of the defensive coordinator from the Atlanta Falcons, got the number from his dad's iPad. He says that his dad had left his iPad unlocked, or this page was open with all of these college players' phone numbers on it, and this kid, I think, took a picture of his dad's iPad when he wasn't looking. At least that was a story that he gave, and that's how he pranked Sanders.
I mean, it's somewhat funny. I get it. It's a joke. It's a prank call. And really, you know, in the end, really no harm, no foul. At least for the Penn State tight end and Mason Graham,
yeah,
they still went 5th and 14th. Yeah, for Shadur Sanders, he had to wait 3 or 4 more days. Like, yeah. It's a little bit more painful.
Right. It did hurt.
Man, I just think, like, okay, well, we all say it's fine. And by the way, pranking people is fine. I'm not upset about it, so I'm not clutching my pearls. But I do think, like, oh, well, at the time, it probably seems funny. But let's just say you have a kid, and he applied to college, and I called him and said, hey, man, you got into Harvard.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, that was just a prank call. It's not the end of the world, but it kind of sucks.
It does kind of suck.
Like, it's not like, I don't know that it's supposed to be funny.
No, being on the receiving end of a prank can always kind of suck. Right. To me, it's not about clutching pearls. It's about the scandal involved with an NFL coach and his son being involved. I just think about that dynamic between father and son.
Well, that's bad.
If that's the case, that he was responsible for all these pranks, or that they got the number from him in all of these cases,
and
then that feels
pretty
bad.
Prank calls weren't funny prank calls. Like, I don't have a problem with prank calls, obviously. We've done a million of them. But they're just like, hey, this is so-and-so from the New Orleans Saints. We're going to draft you soon. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if they were, you know, if it was somebody else, I don't know what it would be if it was somebody like, you know, I don't know what that joke is, but if you're somebody from the Canadian Football League and you're going to draft Shador, right?
Yeah.
And you talk like, you know, like you're from Canada. Like, maybe there's something more to it. This just seems like, hey, watch this. I'm going to bum this dude out. Like, it feels bit more.
A lot of pranks seem to go that way now. Yeah. Let's just bum this person out.
Right. Feels a little bit more mean-spirited than it does everybody laugh at this.
Yeah, I agree. And again, the fact that there's an NFL coach involved, in the sense that his son was involved, that if he is responsible for all of these, don't you think, not that the NFL would punish this.
Right, he's not defensive coordinator. He's not guilty for what his
kid had the numbers on his iPad or whatever, and the kid took them. I don't think so. I'm just really, the law obviously doesn't need to get involved. The NFL is involved for whatever reason. But I'm just imagining the dynamic between that father and son and what the last few days have been like for them. I don't know them. Maybe it's been fine. Maybe the dad's like, oh, you're such an idiot. And that was that. I don't know. But
I can't imagine.
I would think my dad would be real pissed. For a while, he wouldn't love me. You know what I mean?
Right. No, yeah.
I mean, you've got sons, so if your kids did that to you, you can't say because you're not a coach. But if they took numbers from, if you had something at home that had numbers of people that we work with, radio people, and they started pranking them, and then not only were they pranking them, they filmed themselves pranking them and put it on the internet, so now everyone knows it was them.
What are you
kid.
Doing?
It's just bad.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And now, I mean, like, it's not even like, for him, it's not just, you know, random people that we work with. Why are you doing pranking Shador Sanders in the middle of the biggest story?
Right.
Like, what? The other two dudes nobody found out about because
we wouldn't have even heard.
Deal. But
yeah,
now you had to do Shador because you thought that was funny. Like, it's tough.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right, the rest of the news. So, those little things that we talked about, people putting little asterisks or whatever on prices that says, like, it started with the menus with eggs and Waffle House saying, hey, we got a $2 upcharge on eggs or whatever it was. I don't remember the price, but they did it at a couple different restaurants. And that was in the news. Now with the tariffs, there's been talk that some companies will put the, Laszlo says he's seen some of these listings that say this much money is going to tariffs.
Yeah,
so it already exists.
Athletics is one of them for sure.
Well, Amazon has now said that they are going to do it. And I don't know if it was this morning. It seemed like maybe it was this morning was when they came out and said that they were going to do this. So anyhow, at a White House press conference, someone in the audience, I don't know, some journalist, asked the question, hey, you know, Amazon says they're putting these price things now to indicate how much of the money of, for the item is going to tariffs, you know, a tariff tax. Isn't that proof that the consumers are the one paying for these tariffs and not China? And the White House had an answer for that, and they say that this involves really Jeff Bezos being an enemy of the Trump administration. That's what this is about.
So isn't that a perfect crystal clear demonstration that it's the American consumer and not China who is going to have to pay for these policies?
This is a hostile and political act by Amazon. Why didn't Amazon do this when the Biden administration hiked inflation to the highest level in 40 years? And I would also add that it's not a surprise because, as Reuters recently wrote, Amazon has partnered with a Chinese propaganda arm. So this is another reason why Americans should buy American. It's another reason why we are onshoring critical supply chains here at home to shore up our own critical supply chain and boost our own manufacturing here. Yes.
So there you go. There's an answer
for Amazon rules out displaying tariff impact after that mm-hmm. White House attack.
Because so. This, you know, and Laszlo, this is a perfect example of the people who say, why doesn't, if the CEO of a company doesn't like something that's going on politically, why don't they speak up? Well, there's two main reasons. One is that there's a good chance that half of your customer base would be angered by a political stance that you take. Now, I know that hasn't stopped everyone. Elon, obviously, there are CEOs that will take political stances, but you could also make the argument that it's not working out for Tesla because of Elon's political stance that he took. That he, maybe he knew going in that it would hurt his business, but he decided that it was more important. Whatever the case.
He said that they were just going to put it on the Hall website.
It was not even every Amazon listing from, if they're telling the truth, every Amazon listing from, you know, actually being sold by Amazon on their website. So it's not like you were going to go on there and every single thing being sold by Amazon was going to say, here's the tariff price. And they could be backpedaling, I don't know. But it's a good example because what you don't want is the White House coming after you when you do something like this. You don't want them
to
say, like,
hey. 60 Minutes the other day.
Right. 60 Minutes famously had their problems with Trump, and they've got this lawsuit.
This weekend, didn't mm-hmm. it?
Yeah, well, this weekend he stepped down, and you've got...
And the guy said that Paramount was now... Right. They hadn't changed any content, but they were certainly looking at it more.
Yeah.
And for 60 Minutes, so...
And because, you know, the parent company there with Viacom, whatever it's called, mm-hmm. Paramount... wanting to do this merger, and they're afraid that this deal is going to be held up by this lawsuit from Trump, and so it can almost be I don't want to rock the boat, and it is rocking the boat if you've got the White House mad at you. So
of course
you say I'm not gonna say anything. That doesn't necessarily mean that every CEO loves it or hates it or doesn't have an opinion. It just means that they've decided, hey, let's just stay out of it. Because I don't want to be, I certainly don't want to be the first one. I don't want to be the first one to say something. I just wouldn't have thought that Amazon, even threatening, I don't even know if threaten is the right word, if Amazon announcing that they're going to start putting some tariff indicators on there to say, hey, here's why the price may be higher than when you checked it last time or whatever, this is how much of it is going to tariffs. I wouldn't have seen that as a shot against the administration. I mean, I get that. If the White House is trying to say it's all being paid for by China. But at this point, I think most of us, we don't have to have any type of degree in economics, as you always say. We kind of know that with all the talk of some things going up in prices, that we are going to pay the price. Now, I would assume that the White House's response to that would be, yeah, but in the long run, it'll be good, because he'd been saying there's going to be pain, right? When he talked about the economy, he said it's like a sick patient taking medicine. There's going to be pain at first. It gets better. So I would think that that goes... right along with that. Yeah, it's painful right now, but in the long run, it's going to help because we're going to bring manufacturing jobs back. You're going to have more money to spend, all those things. But instead, they came right out, said Bezos is teaming up with the Chinese propaganda company, and that's why they're doing these tariff things. And Bezos is like, okay, never mind. We're not going to put the tariff stuff on there. I have yet to see it. I guess I don't shop online all that often. I feel like I browse, but maybe I don't actually get far enough to look at the price and put something in my cart, and maybe that's where it shows
it. I've never heard of this Hall thing before.
I just haven't seen anything that says this is due to tariffs. I also haven't seen anything that I know for sure the price went up. But there's very few things, again, that I've looked at more than once and kind of have an idea of what it costs. You know what? I did see something. I had something in my cart.
I had a bed, and I'm sure it's Chinese, and I wanted to have it shipped to the house. And when I went to get it the other day, it said, this item is no longer being sold. And so then I looked for it, because I knew that it was available from a couple other sellers for slightly different prices. I couldn't find it at all. It just said it's not being sold. Okay. So I wonder if, I thought at the time, like, huh, I wonder if that's because of the tariffs. Maybe they decided it's going to be too expensive. No one's going to want to pay what it would cost.
Doesn't feel like they'd take it off.
I know. Well, the only reason it even crossed my mind is because I saw the local news about that furniture store that said they were closing. Did you see that?
No.
There was a local furniture store, and the owner's been on the news a couple times saying, yeah, we're going to close because I can't pay for the stuff. And he was talking about how much a pallet of stuff costs, you know, $100,000 a pallet or whatever it is, a cargo container.
Okay.
However much he's buying at a time, and now it's going to cost him, you know, $225,000 or whatever it was. He's like, I can't sell that stuff. I can't make money, and I can't take on that burden of buying stuff that expensive when I'm not going to be able to move it. So yeah, something along those lines. So the story was that they were going out of business. I just wondered if furniture has been hit the hardest. I haven't heard like this is the industry that will single-handedly be hit the hardest by the tariffs. But it could be furniture. That would be if you said electronics, I'd go with that too.
I would think
phones and those things. Most of them are made in China, are they not? Even if your TV is a Japanese brand or a Korean brand, I assume that most of them are made in China. I don't know. Maybe Samsung TVs are made in Korea, but I would have thought that they were made in China as well. So there you have it. The little tiff today that they had with the White House, that Amazon had with the White House. I don't recall a time when Bezos has been overly political, right?
Well, he
owned the Washington Post and wouldn't let, that was the big one. Yeah. We're not going to endorse any candidates.
Right. He's been getting there, for sure.
Him saying, let's stay out of it, right? Let's stay out of it. We don't want anyone after us. We don't want to be appearing openly as biased. So let's just try our hardest to appear to be middle of the road, unbiased. And yeah, that was the first thing, but that was kind of the opposite, right? We're not going to endorse anyone. You could see it as being...
Of course. That was, hey, you guys are not going to endorse him, and I'm not going to let you do that.
Right, we're not going to endorse anybody. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm not going to let you endorse anybody because you're going to endorse his opponent.
Exactly. Okay, you said him. Sorry, I was just confused there. Yeah, and that was exactly... I mean, it's all safe to assume that that's exactly what it was. And he can make the argument that, no, newspapers, which he did, newspapers used to not do these endorsements, and we'd become... Okay, whatever, but... I would have thought that putting a little thing on Amazon that says, here's how much goes to tariff, that's like the least political thing.
Well, I get it. I totally get it. I think it is political.
Is he mad at these other places that have done it? Because I've heard that other places have these listings.
I don't think Kevin Hart cares.
Yeah, true. True.
Like, I guess I don't know how big the companies are. Kevin Hart's like, yeah, it costs more, and this is why. Like, he's doing it.
Yeah.
On purpose. I don't think there's any doubt that he's doing it on purpose and to make Trump look bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
And to show people what the pay for the tariffs is. I think if he does that on Amazon, then he knows that Trump will be like, oh, worse than he's already got the Democrats coming after him saying, you're a monopoly and we got to break you up. And Trump may at least stop that from happening. Now he's going to put the tariffs on, make Trump look bad. Then Trump's going to be like, you know what? They're right. You are a monopoly. He doesn't need any of that.
That's what you don't want.
Right.
You do
not
want.
But to do put the tariffs on is clearly a shot at Trump.
Yeah. So, but it looks like latest is that it's not happening.
Yeah, he's not doing it because
of what happened this morning. Yeah. So, and Mangione, Luigi Mangione, his defense team, and I think Laszlo might agree with this one because I've heard Laszlo discuss the arrest of Luigi Mangione a few times.
Okay.
The defense team is saying that the arrest that they made was illegal. They didn't read him his rights. And that basically they approached him for no reason.
This morning, Pennsylvania prosecutors deny police botched the arrest of Luigi Mangione. Mangione has said Altoona police provided a specious and unreasonable reason to approach him and failed to read him his rights. But prosecutors say police at all times acted within the authority bestowed by law. They said officers approached because the McDonald's manager called 911 and asked them to intervene after customers said the person seated in the restaurant looks like the CEO shooter from New York. The officers wore body cameras that police said captured Mangione handing over a forged driver's license with a false name. It was the same ID investigators said Mangione used to check into a hostel where he stayed prior to the murder.
And so I don't know what the rule is to approach someone initially. But once you approach someone, if you get past that part, if you say, yeah, they were allowed to approach because of the witnesses, then once he hands them the ID and they realize it's not him, and not only that it's not him, but when they call him, like, that's the one that somebody used at this hostel.
Sure.
Then
That's how they did it. I don't think they're going to get... They're not... Nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're still going to charge them, but I do think that there's no way an assistant manager at McDonald's in Altoona was like, that's the guy. Like, I just don't believe it. There's no way.
Yeah, now but they're saying they it was the customers there, which I feel like it changed
Nobody in that McDonald's did that.
Mm-hmm.
They tracked him down, and they knew where he was, and then they said, hey, we got a tip from somebody. That's the easiest way to go talk to him. Which, by the way, if that, you know, whatever. We're going to argue whether they should do that or they shouldn't. I don't love that, but clearly that's what they did. No, there's no assistant manager at McDonald's who's like, that's the Mario guy.
And so you say that they did that because they don't want people knowing how much we're being tracked and the technology
because
that they
need a reason to go talk to him.
Yeah.
So the reason to go talk to him and get his ID
can't be,
and stop him can't be because we just want to see your ID.
Yeah.
It's because, hey, these people, right?
Okay.
These people told on you. So then you go to him and then you ask him for his ID.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know
how. Because they've tracked him to some degree, but now they know where he is. So, boom, we know where you are.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know the rules for approaching someone. I'm always curious. When a cop comes up to someone on the street and says, hey, man, what are you doing? And I know you don't have to talk to them. But then when they say, like, you got an ID on you, I really, some lawyer could tell us. Plenty of people who think they're lawyers will tell us, I'm sure. But I always wonder in those moments, I know I don't have to say anything, but am I supposed to present my ID now? Do I have,
you don't
to?
Have to?
If I don't, can I be arrested?
Now we have a reason to ask you for your ID because we got a tip that you're that guy. They knew where he was. They could have gone in there and said, hey, give me your ID, and maybe he says no.
Yeah.
Right? So they just say, all right, let's just say that we got a tip. Now you can ask for it.
Well, I'm sure it's not going to work. You know, this is just like the stuff that we see with Koberger. The defense team has to try all this stuff. You got to try it all.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of
Laszlo.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, maybe this won't bother you. Maybe it will. I stand by the fact that it should bother you. Because we've obviously, in the last couple years, discussed things like this. We knew that things like this were on the horizon. There were even talks. There were even some experiments with things like this. But this has to be the most egregious up to this point. This happened in Australia. I'll play you a clip from the national news show there in Australia. I think it's like their morning show, their Today show.
Workdays with Thai. It sounds like the name of a regular radio show, but...
It doesn't really. First of all, it's not Workdays with Thai that they keep saying. It's Thai is her name, but whatever. That's who they're talking about.
What? All is not as it seems. It's now been revealed Thai is not a real person. Instead, Australia's first AI radio announcer broadcasting 4 hours a day on a Sydney station, CADA.
The revelation has sparked criticism of radio giant ARN, which owns the broadcaster CADA.
Okay, so real quick here, 6 months. In the previous stories that have involved some sort of AI DJ, as far as I know, they've all been radio stations coming forward and saying, hey, we've got this AI feature. We're trying to appeal to younger people. They don't come out and say we're trying to save money. They say we're trying to appeal to a younger audience. So we've introduced this AI DJ that's going to be part of the show. Like in Portland, they had a AI girl that was on with a real girl. Maybe in between, I'm not sure. But I remember seeing something on the news. They went back and forth and showed you the difference. But they've kind of been upfront with it. In this case, you had this radio station, and they've got all their day parts, all the people who work there. And on the website, there are pictures of all the people who work there.
Okay.
Someone who worked, I say someone who worked, sorry, a little slip there. I assume it was someone who worked there. I don't know. A journalist in Australia caught wind of a rumor that one of the women working at this radio station was not real. This would be that Thai girl, or Thai as they called her. And so this journalist was told to look into it. So the journalist asked some questions. Hey, why doesn't Thai have a bio on her page? There's a picture of her, but there's no bio. Okay. You know, I noticed all the other jocks have bios. There's no bio of her. So then the journalist starts listening, and she starts to notice that the more she listens, there are a lot of phrases that sound slightly off, or maybe she goes to a lot. They're repeated a lot, which is control for repeating phrases a lot. But that's the case, that she thinks this sounds a little bit too much like AI. So she finally gets them to admit, okay, it's AI, and we've been using AI for 6 months. Not only that, but the person whose picture was on the website, it's a real person. She's in sales.
She worked,
we just took her picture and put it on there, and she's Thai. And so I could only find one clip of Ty. It sounds like this is the kind of stuff Ty does. This is a real quick out of the song into the next, but here you go.
Playing on Jada in 2 minutes is The Weeknd, and then Lisa teaming up with Ray for Born Again.
I mean, that's easy. She's talking for half a second, going from one song into the next. But that's what her voice sounded like. If someone has more clips, please send them my way, because I couldn't find
it. She sounded good to me.
She sounds pretty good. That's the problem. She sounds pretty good. Now, in Poland, you know, I don't worry too much about what they're doing in radio in Poland, but I start to get a little bit intrigued when they do things like fire all of their real people on air. I was about to call them journalists. I know that Lazo would get mad if I called. They called them journalists. They're radio journalists. They're the talk radio journalists. They're the people who give news updates on the other and host like their news stuff. So they said, we're getting rid of all of them. We're putting all AI in their place. And so they had all these AI journalists who read the news. And of course, no one even has to do anything except tell the AI, hey, at the top of the hour, every hour, read the news. And so it does it. They don't have to tell it what to do. Like, they can give it parameters, but otherwise just say, give us the top stories and do it in this amount of time. At one point, they said it was disputed as to whether or not this was actually prompted, whether a real person prompted this. But at one point, listeners tuned in. They heard this person on the radio talk, this news journalist, whatever, talking on the radio, and they were interviewing a really famous Polish poet, okay?
Okay.
The problem is this Polish poet, no kidding. This Polish poet had been dead for a while, right?
Okay.
So they come to find out, obviously the interview wasn't real. It wasn't even taped. It was a bot interviewing a bot, and the poet was mimicked. The AI had used its voice mimicking capabilities to mimic the voice of the dead poet, so it was able to do an interview with it, which I'm thinking, we can't interview dead people. I mean, imagine. That's amazing. Those are things that people can't offer.
We did a thing with Roger Ebert not too long ago.
He was alive when we were making fun of him. He was alive, though. He may have been dead for a minute. We might have kept going a few days after he died. Yeah, we might have. But also, that was a voice that Roger came up with because he lost the ability to speak and all those things. I mean, and it was known, right, that we were...
Oh, I didn't know.
Messing around with that voice thing, and that's all it was.
I'm not worried about Thai or whatever the hell her name is.
You can call her Thai, since that's what the anchors call her. It's Thai, but it looks like that. T-H-Y, so, you know, you could say it looks like
Thai. Oh, her name's Thai, T-H-Y?
Yeah.
Oh, she's even got a clever little radio name.
Exactly.
I like it.
Exactly. And she's Asian. I thought you'd like that.
Is she hot?
Yeah, she's pretty hot. Hold on, I'll pull up a picture here for you. I knew Lazo was going to want to see her. Like I said, she is a real person, so just be careful what you say there, because she works down in the sales department. That's the picture that they had of her on the website right there.
Not bad,
Ty.
Not bad. I think it's racist they call her Ty, and she's an Asian chick.
It seemed odd, but I don't know the rules in Australia. I don't know anything about Australia, but I thought it was a little odd myself, so that's why I mentioned it. Also, this isn't, like I said, a story about a radio station that was doing some sort of test to see if they could get away with this. Because you did have someone, I assume someone in the company told a journalist, hey, they're passing this person off as real, and she's not real. Where in the stories that we've heard up until now, I haven't heard one of those. It's always been, they get some publicity. It's brief, but they do get some national, usually, publicity. The early stations did for saying, hey, we've got this AI DJ that we're using, and then the news goes there, they send their film crews down there, they play a clip on the air, the whole thing. So you get some free publicity. In this case, they were just like, let's just can that whole day part. It'll be free, right? It's called Radio GPT is what they called it. I don't know if that's
real. Oh, and they have like a real company that'll do it for you?
They said it was the cousin company of ChatGPT, so if that's real, that sounded scary as well. Yeah. You're not worried about it?
Me?
Yes.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, if they're going to go, look, they would have gotten rid of us a long time ago. They could have gone to those DJs, just the ones that are going to do, you know, 10 in a row or $10,000. They would have fired us years ago to put someone in like that.
Okay, I understand.
We're doing something a little bit different.
Barely.
The AI can't come in here and just talk about Cam Soda and call him sentient screw dolls.
I think it can.
That's something that I do.
I think we're close.
ChatGPT doesn't feel comfortable saying the stuff I say.
We'll see. It's all about those prompts.
No.
If I prompt it to talk like that, we're probably getting pretty close. It's not going to take long before it can mimic. Here, key things. Mention Cam Soda once a day.
See, someone have to do that.
Yeah, one time.
What are you going to do
then? Then they leave the room.
Then to do that, you have to think like that.
Make fun of Roger Ebert for 30 years.
Nobody in these buildings thinks like I do.
Yeah, but they'll just steal it from you.
Demented as me.
It'll listen to you. It can listen to all of our podcasts, all
over
of our recordings.
Here, sure.
Yeah. And then it goes, now I know how to talk like Laszlo.
Yeah, but it's still not going to pull it off. Not every day. No. I just don't believe it.
I'm glad you have
it's going to do, you know, again, you know, that was, this is, you know. If I was doing that type of radio show, I'd be pretty worried about it right now.
Well, yeah,
now.
It can do that. We know it can do that. And that's what it was doing here.
But it can't do this. It can't randomly out of anywhere just offer to give you a hand job. It's not going to do that. It's not even going to think to do it.
You keep saying it now, though, and it ends up on the podcast, and then it can think to do it. So just keep surprising us, you know? It was hand jobs yesterday, and now again today, so...
Right, tomorrow the AI could be offering them?
Yeah, I'm just saying, you got to keep surprising us. Maybe hand jobs turn into rim jobs, you know?
Right,
something.
I'm just
you
saying...
You never know.
An AI's not going to think, you know, that chicks crying make it horny.
No, but it could learn that from you listening to this program.
It's tough to learn. It's tough to learn. It's something you're born with,
I'll
son.
I agree with that.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo.
My name is Laszlo. That's some fast look. I got to tell you, I've been doing some digging.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, I stumbled across, it doesn't matter, but this website where like magic tricks revealed, right?
Okay.
Do you remember my David Copperfield story?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, so I'll make it real quick. We go to Vegas. In order to go to Vegas, I have to agree to interview David Copperfield. I don't really want to interview David Copperfield, but...
I was jealous.
It's a free trip to Vegas, right?
Yeah.
So I say I'm going to interview David Copperfield, which... I'll get to that part. That maybe,
we can tell that coming up here. That's
magic
a good story.
The magic trick isn't even the most bizarre part, I don't think. But I've been trying to figure out for 15 years now how this son of a bitch did this magic trick. And I stumbled across it, and I asked people, and they don't know either.
They're very secretive.
And like they solve a bunch of them. It's like a bunch of people. They're like, it just must be coincidence. Because I've heard other people say, like, oh, this guy did this magic trick. I mean, like, this is how they do it. There's blah, 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 blah. So they're outing people's magic tricks.
Right. I know that they try to do that. And that's why magicians, they sell these things for a lot of money. And
right.
They have to be very secretive about it. So, yeah. What, you figured one out?
No. They're like, no.
Oh, you still can't figure it out?
Literally, they can't either. They're like, the point of it is, what, do you want me to tell the whole story?
Well, here in a minute. Why don't you tell us what the trick is and everything, and then tell us what you know what you're looking for?
Okay,
I'm guessing
well, the
you're
trick,
looking for answers.
Right, I'm looking for answers. The trick, it doesn't really matter. I don't even remember the trick, to be honest with you. It's in a big forum, right? Mm. And the guy is throwing out like frisbees or something. And he asks you, like, I don't know, like, you know.
Oh, right.
Your middle name, or, you know, your. You know, the last two digits of your social security number or
your
something,
name,
right?
Something
whatever.
Like
all kinds of stuff, right? And he's putting it into this code. And at the end of it, somehow this code unlocks a box and it's the exact code. I don't know what the goddamn thing. I don't even remember, to be honest with you. What I do remember is he throws a frisbee in my direction. There's a girl sitting right next to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go to grab the frisbee and she grabs it right in front of me. Boom! Mm-hmm. Pulls out of the air. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm like, oh, what if I was supposed to get that frisbee?
Yeah.
Right? Like, what if the trick is that he's pretty accurate, right? Or, I'm being honest, like,
yeah,
maybe
course.
It's like you put a guy between two younger girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's usually going to grab it, right? But then he says to her, what's your birthday? And she says April 6th, which is my birthday. We're sitting next to each other and we have the same goddamn birthday.
Forgot about this. Yeah. That's got to be part of it, by the way.
It's got to be.
It plays into it.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
But 15 years later, I still can't figure it out. Last night, I can't sleep. I stumbled upon this website. And I asked people. They don't know either.
So that's what you're looking for is answers to this?
I still want to know. I thought I'd find it last, you know, like 15 years. I hardly bring it up. You know what I mean? I mean, who's going to know?
And you asked AI. It's hard to ask AI.
I didn't ask AI.
It's hard to ask AI that. It's a lot of typing or talking, but... But I don't know. It might know. Did you watch that Penn and Teller show where they...
I did, yeah.
Yeah, because they did something sort of like that.
I wish I was friends with Penn and Teller, but I don't feel like they'd tell me they're David Copperfield.
I'm a magician's best friend because I'm real dumb. So when they do that stuff, I'm always amazed. I can't... You see those people who try and come up with a solution, here's what maybe happened. I'm terrible at that. I'm like, I don't know, I think the guy's probably psychic. I mean,
so these magicians are just saying it's the birthday paradox. It just happens. It was just a coincidence that you guys had... The same birthday. The numbers didn't matter to the trick.
No, not in this instance.
But they're saying the numbers didn't matter to which was the trick. It just made it even more of a trick to you because you guys just happen to have the same birthday. But it wouldn't have mattered what numbers you put in here to figure it out. That's not the trick.
Okay.
The trick isn't what numbers, but
I still think that there's probably something going on. Right.
Really?
The Church of Laszlo.
God damn it.
What?
ChatGPT just figured it out for me.
It already figured out the trick?
Yeah.
The Copperfield trick?
Yeah.
You explained the whole thing to it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So the trick was that the take, it's one of these audience member things, and he throws the frisbee out there, and he has information about you that he shouldn't have.
Right.
And then somehow you are sending him information that he needs to unlock this safe on stage or something. You don't remember exactly.
Right, but he asked you your birthday. So ChatGPT is like, probably went to your tickets, bought or sold or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and got your birthday. So they seat you in a section where they know they're going to throw it.
Well, that's what I assumed.
Right, and the people to your right of him were plants.
Okay.
So if you caught it, you said your birthday. If they caught it, they said your birthday.
Mm.
So, they just lied about their birthday.
So she could have been a plant, too. She was a plant.
I wasn't, but she was. So in that section, he had 15 plants who were all going to say their birthday was April 6th.
Okay. That makes sense. Well, I figured that that's had something to do with seating you.
Me too.
Where now, the birthdays were.
There's a little screwed up because if I remember correctly, we were running late to that show and I used someone else's ticket.
Oh, well, that could have screwed things up.
Right. But
maybe they don't allow that. Maybe it was like a real strict, you can't use someone else's ticket. But that also would have been kind of fishy at the time, I think. That maybe you would have caught on like, oh, I know
it's
I did this.
It's not perfect, but now I'm getting closer to the answer. Somehow he got my birthday.
It's like one of those.
And it could have just been because he knew who I was because I was going to interview him later.
Right.
So he could have asked the press people from Vegas or whatever, what's his birthday?
Yeah.
Thinking, I'm going to get the guy who's going to interview me in on the joke.
That
right?
That way we'll
have something to talk about. But just in case dumbass doesn't catch it, put five people around him who are all going to say their birthday's this date.
Yeah.
That's how it works, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm curious what the rest of the trick was. I guess it doesn't matter, but I've seen those types of tricks.
It was like a 20-character code. And I don't remember what happened with all the different codes and all the different people, but at the end of it, that code was exactly the number that opened a safe that, right? Like, who knows, right?
So ask it how he makes elephants and stuff disappear
in
the middle of the street. I mean, I'm a little curious about that. I'm watching on TV, so as a member of the television audience, I can easily say, like, well, the crowd could have been in on it. But, you know, trap doors and all that for an elephant?
Right.
I'm sure there's something with mirrors going on here. I'd like to know. Why do I need to know, though? You know, you were part of it, so I see that's why you felt like
annoyed. Well, I just thought,
annoyed.
What's the chance this lady's got my same birthday?
Exactly. You were annoyed. It's like there's this lady next to me with the same birthday. Obviously, this has something to do with the trick.
Right.
So what is it? Then you got extra annoyed when you couldn't find the answer to that
right.
trick.
Until I asked ChatGPT and just said that wasn't her birthday. I just used your birthday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Just put a couple people around you, they're all going to say that birthday.
See, that's
and
why.
And it was like if somebody else got it, they would just use a different number. They could figure it out.
That's why ChatGPT can't do our job. It could never be dumb enough. It couldn't be. To get worked up, frustrated about the things that it doesn't know, to say all the ridiculous things that it says based on ignorance, it can't
right.
because it's not that ignorant.
Well,
it's
I'll
not
tell you
dumb.
What else it can't do. I interviewed David Copperfield after
mm-hmm.
that show.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a recorder. It just didn't work.
Yeah, I remember that. I couldn't figure out how to use a recorder.
So I just pretended like it was working.
Yeah.
And I interviewed him. And he took me in a limousine to his mother's convalescent home.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Where me and David Copperfield sat next to his dying mother while I asked him questions about magic into a tape machine that didn't work. How about that trick, Copperfield?
Yeah.
Just fooled you.
No kidding.
Yeah. You think this is going on the radio, but it ain't.
What a weird job we have, and just a weird time that was.
I sat next to his dying mother, me and David Copperfield, and asked him questions into a recorder that was not working.
Yeah. The convalescence home has me beat. But I did do a live broadcast for 7 days from a resort
where I was sent to do to this resort because I was going to be broadcasting from this resort. They sent me as an engineer. I was a drunk 20-year-old with no experience whatsoever. They gave me like a 10-minute rundown. Here's how you use all this equipment. Mm-hmm. It was briefcases or those big, you know, electronic box equipment things for carrying stuff, lugging stuff around. I get down there. I plug this stuff in. I tried what they I thought they told me to do. It didn't work. I spent the next week interviewing managers, the owner of the resort, all these different people that came in. And anytime they walked by, I had to pretend like, hey, I'm on the air over here. Sorry, one second. I had to do that every single day the whole time I was there.
And it's not even plugged in.
At one point, a coworker who was with me at the time, he was interviewing someone. You know, I was the engineer. So he was interviewing someone, and apparently I had started to kind of fall asleep. You know, I was pretty hungover. And I started to kind of fall asleep. I was leaning against the pole. I mean, I had sunglasses on, so I figured they couldn't see me. I can sort of hear the interview going on. You know, I'm somewhat paying attention. When it's over, he flicks me in the head, startles me. He's like, "You idiot." And I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Look." And I look in the equipment. I forgot to even plug it into anything. So the wires were just hanging there. So if the owner of the resort had looked, they would have said, "Are you sure this is... How do you do this?" And we would have said, it's magic. So it's like David Copperfield. Like we interviewed David Copperfield right before you,
but
and now we know how to do this.
David Copperfield doesn't like to call it magic tricks. They're not magic tricks. Remember that.
It's
they're illusions.
Illusions, yes, right. I knew that. Illusions.
Because tricks means we're tricking people. We're not tricking people.
It's because magic sounds lame. And they know it. It's just like changing the name of anything.
He didn't have a problem with the magic word. He had a problem with the trick word.
I know, but I think they don't like being called magicians either. They want to be called illusionists. Oh. I mean, he's not the only one. That other guy wants to be called an illusionist, the guy with the hair. Call me an illusionist. It's like, you're a magician. That's what you are.
Well,
you know.
That was a weird evening.
That was a really...
You've never been to a convalescent center until you've driven one
I've never been to one, period.
In a Rolls Royce.
With a celebrity.
With David Copperfield, limousine, just sit next to his dying mother.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should stay in touch with him, man. He really opened up to you. He did.
The Church. With the Church of Laszlo.
Yeah.
What?
Man, just read more about this trick.
You're still on the Copperfield thing? Yeah. What, did ChatGPT make you feel...
ChatGPT said Copperfield probably thought was that I was going to be like, no way, that's my birthday, or react like, what?
Yeah.
And then he would have tied that into a greater thing, but because I didn't, he just moved on.
Oh, he picked the wrong guy.
Right, that's weird, and I sat back down, but ChatGPT said, like, if they do that, they're usually putting people together, and then he'll be like, wait, that's your birthday too? And you'd be like, yeah, and be like, well, that's weird, and then he would go into more about that.
Is that the only time you've ever gone to a show like that?
Yeah, I don't love magic.
I've never been to... I think I probably would. I think I'd like to see Penn and Teller, but I've never bought tickets. Yeah. So I've never, you know...
I mean, I wouldn't mind it.
I don't think I would.
I like Penn and Teller just fine. I shouldn't say I don't like magic. I like Penn and Teller. I like that. I watch their TV show sometimes.
Yeah. I think it's interesting enough. Yeah. Entertaining, I guess. It's entertaining. But I would like Carrot Top if I saw him live, so, you know... Which is kind of weird that you had that whole Copperfield thing and then I had that whole Carrot Top thing. Maybe that isn't weird. I don't know. It seems like we both had weird run-ins with... Yours was planned, but to go to the convalescence home was not planned. Mine was not planned. And he was making fun of me for hand jobs. Like, the whole thing is not... It's not a normal run-in with a Vegas celebrity, so...
And I just look at him. His mother died in 2008. She died not much... Like, right after I saw her.
Well, yeah, she was in a convalescence home.
Well, I don't know. A lot of people live there, but...
Yeah, but don't they die there?
Yeah, but not, like, right away, I don't think. I don't know. Well, sometimes they can live there for years.
They do?
I thought you went there... Hospice.
Oh, hospice is what I'm thinking of. Well, what the hell's a convalescence home? Just a nursing home? Just a nursing home? My whole life, I've never realized that those are two different things. I've never heard them back-to-back, so... Yeah, if you said convalescence home, I thought someone was dying.
Yeah, no, it wasn't hospice. I don't think it was hospice. It could have been.
Okay.
She wasn't doing well.
Generally, people aren't doing well in old folks' homes either, I suppose. Some of them are, though. You worked in one for a while.
Yeah, people dance.
There are people that are doing all right in there. Yeah, we used to go visit, and there are some people. Some of them felt, it almost felt like they were doing too well, where you felt bad for them. Like, why'd your kids put you here? You know, they seemed like they walked around well, looked like they could probably drive, nothing was wrong with them, and I thought, I don't know. Maybe they didn't mind it, though. Maybe they liked
Grandma was in one for a while. She liked
the camaraderie of being around all those people.
Age, something to do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to live with my kids.
No, but you wouldn't.
My mom wouldn't want to live with me.
No, but living alone, you'd probably rather live alone than live in a dormitory
you
full of...
after a while.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Those people who, I couldn't figure out why they couldn't. Like, what's wrong with you? You seem like you're totally fine. Did your kids say, we'll pay, but only if you go here? We don't want you on your own because we worry about you too much? You see that in movies. I don't know if it's real or not. I have no idea. Did I tell you that girl last night... I didn't tell you this. I got carry out last night. I'm not going to say where I went. But I got carried. I'm not saying. It doesn't matter, but I like the place.
Where'd you go?
I'm not saying. But I got...
I'd like for you to tell me.
It really doesn't matter. I got carry out at on
I'll
the...
I'll start guessing.
On the thing, they have the little... you don't know it anyway, so... Yeah. They've got the little, tip thing. It's one of those white register things, the ones that look like iPads, and they flip it over towards you, and then you do the thing. And I went in... And I just, this place is so fast that if you can call and order carry out, but you can honestly just walk in and say, I'd like this. And they're getting so much stuff ready that it takes them about 2 minutes. They just go back and grab it. And then they put it in a bag and here you go. So that's what I did. And so it really just took like 2 minutes. She goes back, grabs it, comes up, here you go, rings it up. It says the tip thing. And I was tired of tipping in that moment. And I know that, I know normally for carry out, I will tip something. It's just smaller than if I were to sit down in a restaurant, but I will tip something. But I didn't this time.
What kind of restaurant was it?
It's a restaurant, like a regular restaurant. It's an Indian food restaurant.
Like people sit down there?
Sometimes, yeah. There's places to sit down.
Okay.
I don't see it happen often.
But mostly to go?
Most, I would say, I would guess that 99% of businesses carry out.
If it's all to go, you don't have to.
I mean, they do have tables, but I rarely see anyone sitting there. So that probably, a lot of people may already know. Maybe a lot of Indian restaurants like that. I don't know, but the one by my house, that's how it is. And I hit no. I honestly thought of you. Like, Lazo has the balls to hit no on this thing. I'm just sick of it. Yeah. I'm sick of tipping everything. And then I saw a thing this morning where they were asking people, because of AI, would you tip a robot? Which I swear we've been over this before.
Yeah, no, the answer's no.
We had the robots at the sushi restaurant on the plaza, and they bring you your drinks. It's a cute little novelty. You're not tipping them. And, of course, most people said no, but 4% of people said yes, they would tip the robot.
I don't understand.
Why are you doing this? Well,
the robot doesn't need money.
It doesn't need money. I know that, and I'd like to know their explanation. I saw a simple thing like, well, you know that the tip is ultimately going back to the owners of the... The owners of the restaurant want more money than they should charge more.
Right, they don't need a tip.
God, and I would say, like, it's the only industry where we do this, but someone probably did say that 15 years ago and put their foot in their mouths because now we tip everywhere that we go. And it's worked because now you got 4% of the population
that,
to tip robots.
I went to Subway the other day, and they always have the thing that says tip, right?
Yep, I tip.
And I will say the girl who made my sub... said, it's going to ask you a question, and it was the tip thing. And I was like, oh, no, she's actually saying it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, you can go ahead and hit no.
Oh, I tip her.
I know. She actually said, you can go ahead and hit no.
I mean, if they do a good job, sometimes they do a really good job, and they're nice, and I'm like, all right, I'll tip. I just feel like you did a good job. You gave me extra olives or whatever. I don't know, and you're
not
watching
tipping
me.
At Subway.
You're never tipping at Subway? Never?
No.
I shouldn't tip there either. I shouldn't.
No.
I don't know. I mean, because we're tipping... Are they paying them less now? Or are they like, hey, you guys are making more money so we can pay you less? I don't know how this is working. Why do we do it? Why can't we just get rid of tipping almost altogether? Tipping should be something you really went above and beyond, and I happen to have cash on me, and this is a big deal. You know, you tip a wedding photographer or something. I don't know.
Using the public to subsidize your employees.
I don't like it.
And people are going to be like, well, you know, how? Yeah, I get it. I was a bartender for years. Put myself through, I mean, life as a server and a bartender.
Yes.
So I understand. I worked on tips for 15 years. But that said, I'm not saying that the bartenders and the servers don't deserve money. I'm saying, why not just pay them?
Just pay them.
Right.
And then charge me more.
Right.
That way I know how much to pay. Because I don't know how much to tip the person at Subway. It's got the little thing that pops up. I think it's one of those 10%, 15%, 25%. And that's the other thing. I know we've been over and over and over this, but when you make the bottom one 15% for a carryout thing or a Subway or whatever it is, and I have to go into custom now to make it less than 15%.
There are some places where you sit down there and saying the bottom one was 25%.
25?
Yeah.
Well, this is why I don't go out anymore.
Right.
I don't.
I think it is.
Try
to
make
it 50
by the
Johnny's. I go there all the time. I'm pretty sure the bottom one is 25%.
I've seen 20 is the bottom one.
Right.
I've seen it. And then you got the ones with the little faces on it. You know, no. How's our service tip? And they've got smiley faces and they're stinky because right. You're giving 15%.
Right.
What world is that? Stinky. Who's stinky? You're trying to make me think that you're saying that the service was stinky and that's what I'm saying. But I know what you're saying is that you think that I'm stinky and I suck because I tip 15%. 15% not that long ago was a gracious tip. When we were kids, wasn't it 10%?
I grew up at 15.
It was already 15?
Yeah, I grew up with 15.
I don't know if my dad did 15% or not.
It was 15, and I think my parents just always did 20.
Oh, I think my parents did not do 20.
We do 10% and double it.
That's what I grew up with.
That's how you do it.
I thought
if it's 15 bucks, 10. It's, you know, 10% of that is $1.50, double it. That's
there was also a lot of talk between my parents about how the service was. Well, she didn't do this, she didn't do that. I remember talks like, I hope you're not tipping. And, you know, there was that sort of thing. I remember as we got older going back and adding money to the tip because we just wanted to make sure. Yeah, I thought 10% was the norm when I was a kid, but maybe it was already 15. And now you're telling me it's 25%? It's at some point people have to stand up, but they're not going to because now they're tipping robots.
Yeah.
So whatever. It's just a lost cause. And you're not tipping the girl at Subway. You could actually use the money. She did a good job making your sandwich.
She said no.
What's harder about...
I assume like what people on our Twitch, twitch.tv/Churchill, if she said go ahead and hit no, I figure she doesn't get it.
Maybe. I see those things where it says 100% of the tip goes to
right.
Our... So if it doesn't say
I
that...
I don't know that to be true, but...
Yeah, I don't either. But I wonder if it says
it may be like they have to split it throughout everybody who worked that day, so she's just like, no, I don't know.
Yeah, that would make me feel even better about not tipping. Because I'm only doing it because you did a bang-up job.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
I hate to do this, but I need your help. Remember, didn't you say that you like know a doctor that will see new patients or something? You knew who to call or your doctor, some doctor. No. I thought you helped Snowcone find.
I did. I just called one.
You just got lucky.
I guess. Yeah.
God damn, man! I sort of told my fiance that she could get in to see the doctor at my place because they had originally told me that they could, but I never signed her up, right? And so she's supposed to get, I don't know, some sort of, it's like not like a full physical, but I think she has to get tested. I don't know. It's for her job. She's got to go to see a doctor for her job. And I think it's...
What?
Yeah, you got to like, because you got to be around, maybe because there's kids around sometimes. I'm not sure, but so she has to like go get a TB test and something else. I don't know. Maybe teachers have to do this. I don't know. She's not a teacher, but because she is gonna, I guess there's kids around sometimes. So she thought
never
that
heard
she
of that before. My
I
life.
Know me neither. I've never had to go get a physical for a
well,
job.
Like but there's kids around.
I don't know if maybe I was trying to think when I worked at that preschool when I was a teenager. Maybe I did go get tested for something. I don't know. Maybe someone on Twitch would say, yeah, that's perfectly normal. The point is that I sort of told her that I would take care of it and that it was going to be taken care of with my doctor. Well, I called my doctor earlier when you were down smoking saying, just take care of this, please. And they said they can't do anything.
Why?
Because they said that they're not seeing anybody new. And I never actually signed her up. And because I never signed her up, when they said that my doctor was taking new patients, that's when my doctor was brand new. She ran out of space within like a couple days, she said. She completely filled up. And she said, even if she could, even if she were already an existing patient, which she's not, and needed to come in for this, she said it wouldn't be until the end of July before they could get her in there. So this is just for a regular doctor, you know? I mean, this isn't like a... I know psychiatrists take a long time to get into it. This is a regular doctor. So even if she were a patient, it would take too long. So now I'm like, well, crap, I don't know. I'm just going to tell her that I screwed up, and we waited too long, and I waited too long to actually make the appointment. And the lady on the phone, when I asked her, I was like, well, do you know who to call? Because I sort of told her what was going on. I was like, I really got to figure this out. She's like, I would try a, what do they call those nurses? Nurse practitioner?
Yeah.
So I would try a nurse practitioner, she said. I'm like, well, okay, great. So what do I do? Just look them up online and start calling? She's like, yeah, I don't know. She's like, you know, you just have to call around and hope that you get lucky. I'm like, oh, my God, I've done this before. I did it when I kept calling Snowcone a liar because he said he couldn't find the doctor. And I was like, it's not that hard. And I sat down and started calling with him. And I called people for 2 hours. And no one said that they would take new patients. But then you called someone and got lucky on the first try. I thought it was somebody, like you had a hot lead or something.
No.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just start calling around. Unless I mean, you would think that we've got some.
No.
No?
No.
Not even nurses?
Nah.
Practitioners?
No.
The kind that can write a couple prescriptions?
Nope.
No.
If they could, they wouldn't tell us.
Yeah, no, that's true. Well, I mean, even if it was just like nausea medication or something.
They know we're going to come back.
Yeah, they're not. They're just not listening.
Man, if they were, they're not telling us that they can write prescriptions. I promise you that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I promise you that.
Well, I wonder what the smartest job is that someone who listens to the show regularly has. Probably maybe filling up those booze bottles at that whiskey plant. That seems high class, right? It's whiskey.
Mm.
You know, it's not beer, it's whiskey. It's like, and it's nice whiskey, right?
Mm.
You don't think?
Oh, we have teachers, counselors.
That's smart, right?
Yeah.
You have to go to school for that.
I think so.
Well, the counselor has counselor in her name on Twitch. Is she an actual counselor?
I think so.
That's what I've always kind of assumed, too. But
no.
And then there's one with teacher in her name. So
I know we've got a teacher. That guy, he's a coach and he's a teacher.
Yeah. So that's what,
probably it.
That's what we want. That's what we want.
I'm
that's
just
all we
saying,
need.
There's probably someone who can write a prescription, too, but they're not going to do it.
I got you.
You're a drug addict.
I got you. I'm not asking them to write me a prescription.
I know, but they're going to.
I know. Okay, I know.
Right.
I don't need to,
like,
though.
Oh, I can get you the nausea medication.
ChatGPT's like, figured out how to get it from Russia if they ever send it, which they haven't, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Then that not only did that not come in, that was the website that ChatGPT told me to go to first. Well, Copilot, whatever. It said, here's the most trusted. I'd start here. And I gave those people $24, Laszlo, and I have yet to receive my Russian prescriptions yet. Now, maybe it just takes time. There's embargoes and things going on with Russia, so I don't know. But I will let you know. Someone asked earlier if I gotten it. I have not gotten it. And also, if anyone's listening who's a nurse practitioner,
not.
Someone can take a TB test. How hard can it be? Don't they just poke in the skin? Just fake it. Exactly.
ChatGPT print off a thing.
Print out the thing. That's exactly right. ChatGPT the rescue again. They're not going to. They can't. It looks real. I've seen it print up receipts and everything else.
Yeah.
Just have it give me a fake the medical result.
Yeah,
give me the paperwork. Oh, it's official. Yeah, it won't be. I'll do it now.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
I found something that white women love, Laszlo. And it's not what you're thinking, whatever terrible thing you were thinking to say about white women. It's not that.
Calling the cops on black dudes?
It's not that.
They
it's,
love it.
I know, but it's something.
They love it.
I know.
Playing the victim card like they're black women?
It's not the things that you would normally accuse.
Lord, my life is so bad in Blue Valley.
It's not none of that
stuff. I can't
believe
I've been oppressed for so long.
I know you hate white
women.
How
did I ever drive around in this BMW?
This is different. This is none of those things. It's not about
being... Well, they love all that stuff.
I'm not arguing that. This isn't about being passive-aggressive or playing the victim or being racist or any of those things or sticking their nose where it definitely doesn't belong. It's none of those things. This is something that they're enjoying, and it's... maybe wholesome isn't the right word, but it's certainly legal, and it's not racist. And I'm going to tell you about it here in a second, but I am slightly concerned about it for...
About white women?
Well, I've been concerned about them for a while. No, I'm not worried for them. I'm worried about this thing that they're falling in love with. I'll explain in a second.
Oxy.
Nah, that was a long time ago. I'd be late.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. So, I don't know if you've seen this, but I was at... Somewhere. I was at a place, and I was getting something to drink, and in the refrigerators, where they've got all the pop and all the different drinks, I noticed that they had their refrigerator full of energy drinks, of course, and right next to the energy drinks, they had THC drinks, which I just thought was kind of crazy, and I don't know if that's legal, or I don't know exactly what the deal is, but I thought, well, that's odd. Also, I thought it was weird that because this wasn't a dispensary, obviously. I was at a gas station. And I also thought it was weird that they were low on the shelf. I looked at it to see, like, does THC mean something? Like, are they saying that it's, you know, the happy...
Well, does it have THC in it?
The happy chunk. Yeah, I looked at it and it said it
the
did.
The happy chunk. That's your thought. I couldn't even see. The happy chunk?
The happy kid.
Cuck. The happy cuck. That's
you. Okay. They made
just
Why
for
does
you.
It have to be about that? Why do you have to go there?
The
okay?
happy cuck. That's okay? you.
Anyhow, I see this thing. It turns out... I'm not the only one who's noticed this. A lot of people have noticed this. You probably haven't seen them in Kansas, huh?
No.
And I don't know what the deal... In Kansas, I know that... Well, I think that they banned Delta 8 there a while back. I remember that being a thing. Kansas is well known for being very restrictive when it comes to THC. And I'm pretty sure that they got rid of Delta 8. I think federally, Delta 8 is allowed
no matter what, if it's under like 0.2%, but that wouldn't do anything. So I think those drinks, I'm guessing, don't exist in Kansas. But in a lot of states, even in states where weed isn't necessarily legal, they have THC drinks that are legal because they're derived from hemp. And because of the farm bill, they can do that. Well, guess who fell in love with these THC drinks? Now you can guess who fell in love with. White women. They've absolutely fallen in love with these things because I guess white women can't handle their liquor, which, I mean, we sort of knew that. Not that I can handle mine, so I'm not in a position to talk. But they love this stuff because they're drinking it instead of drinking alcohol. Now, I get the impression that part of it is they come home, they're around the kids, and they feel like it's safe to drink this stuff with the kids around. And I don't know if that's true, but I got that impression.
How does it make you feel? Did you try it?
It depends on, well, there's lots of different kinds. I don't want it. I don't really like edibles that much. I don't like feeling that way. But, there are times. I'm not totally against them. I'm not against them for other people at all, but for myself, I'm not totally against them. It's just, it's rare that I would want them. In general, I do not find eating marijuana to be relaxing. That is not a way that I relax. People say it takes the edge off, it creates an edge for me most of the time, or at least enough of the time that I'm very careful with that stuff. For a lot of these women, though, that I saw interviewed and I've seen on social media, they're saying, no, it's great. It takes the edge off. There's no hangover, blah, blah, blah. I do think it's a little weird. I don't even have kids, so I don't know why I'm worried about it. But I do think it's a little weird that this stuff, and at least sometimes, I've seen it at least once, and they claim it's happening all over the country, that it's being sold in these refrigerators right next to the Red Bull. Like, I think it's weird that your 13-year-old could potentially go into a place. I don't know if the person would stop them or not. I didn't try and buy it. But they're saying that in some places that there really aren't many regulations, specifically about these THC-infused seltzers. I would think that there should still be some sort of a minimum age to buy it, though. But think about some of that stuff that we bought at the gas station lately. Remember Kratom? You and I? Well, and the Kava stuff, both of those things that they started carrying there. And at one point, I think I had someone ask me for an ID. All the other times, I didn't. Yeah. You said no one's ever asked you for one.
No, but I don't look like I'm 18 either, so I don't know if they ask younger people for it.
I think they're supposed to scan it. I think I got the impression that they didn't know what it was, especially when they first got it. It's just sitting there. It looks like energy stuff, and I think they thought it was
energy. It looks like 5-hour energy.
Looks just like it. And I think they just rang it up, and they're like, okay, that's an energy shot. That's the impression I got. I don't know.
I can't imagine they'd scan your license for it,
But they scan my license for... Booze? If I want to get vapes there... No, but if I want to get vape stuff there, they scan my license for it. So if you want to get... at least the last time I bought one there. It's been a little while, but...
Really?
Yeah, they take your license and they go...
I've never done that to me in Kansas.
Well, they've done it to me in Kansas.
I bought vapes there. They've never done it.
At a gas station?
At the one we buy Kratom from.
Okay. Well, yeah, they will take my license. But also, I don't know what the age is for tobacco there. It's 21 in Missouri or in Kansas City, at least. I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe they're just taking my ID because I don't know what the age is that you're supposed to look like. I would think I look above that age. But anyhow, they act like on the news that there's no regulations with these THC drinks in a lot of places and that your kids can get them and that white women love them. I'm a little concerned that if kids can actually get them. In Kansas, you might be totally safe.
They're the latest craze, flavored seltzers, but instead of alcohol, THC.
It takes off the edge. It helps like calm me down. I feel like, especially as a mom, you have like 8 million things in your head all the time. There are no hangovers. I'm not dragging the next day.
The number one growing demographic is the soccer mom between 30 and 45.
Ooh. THC seltzers are popping up around the country, everywhere from gas stations to liquor stores, even in states where marijuana sales aren't legal. The reason? Under the federal farm bill, hemp-derived THC, called Delta 9, is legal nationally as long as the plant has a THC content of 0.3% or less. The majority of states have no regulation, from age restrictions to quality control. Some experts worry about the potency of these drinks, which come in a range from 2.5 milligrams to as high as 100 milligrams.
100 milligrams? Okay. If I accidentally picked up a seltzer and it had 100 milligrams of THC in it, I mean, I know it's not literally going to kill me, but figuratively, that would kill me.
Right.
I ate 50 milligrams of weed shortly after it was legalized in Washington State. I went to a dispensary, bought some. It looked like a 5-hour energy shot. It was liquid THC. It was 50 milligrams. The guy told me, hey, be careful. And I told him to F off, basically. He's like, what's your tolerance? I'm like, my tolerance is high. Right. I drank it knowing nothing about milligrams because it was really my first introduction to legal marijuana. Your weed dealer never told you there's this many milligrams of THC in your weed. So this was my first time with that. 50 milligrams, could have been 1,000 milligrams. I didn't know the difference. I drank it, and I had a horrible, horrible time. Really thought I wasn't going to make it through that afternoon. Now, I am a lightweight. I know plenty of people listening. My brother will talk about, you know, how he's enjoyed 50 milligrams and it's totally relaxing and he can, I can't do that. If I were to have 50 milligrams of THC, I would be really not having a good time. But if you, Lazo, want to pick up one of these hot 30 to 45 year old soccer moms, just bring a six pack of THC infused seltzer.
And to the next ball game I go to?
That's it, to the kids game. And when you're at your next kids game, keep an eye on those white women around the field and see what they're drinking on.
They just all put wine in their Stanley cups.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
I always figured that's what those Stanley cups are
full
of.
Fooling me, ladies.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing.
It could be THC, though. You don't know. I don't know. Does it? Would it interest you, the idea of one of these THC seltzers?
See what it's like.
Like the idea of eating weed?
I'm not a big, you know, but I'd try one. Why not?
Yeah, I mean,
why wouldn't I try one? Like, even if I was like, oh, it wasn't great or I didn't love it, I'd still
You could
try
have told
it.
Me that you don't like eating marijuana, that you don't, that you really don't like it, and so you're not going to try it. You could, that's what you could have told me. I don't know. That's why I would just, I'm sure there's some that I could look at and the milligrams are low enough.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not going to be enough to make me freak out.
For me, it's like, it could be, though, depending on the milligrams. If it's 50 milligrams or 100 milligrams.
Station, it's not going
to
be.
Well, did you listen to what they just said? It can go range.
Yeah, I'm guessing those are you're going to get at vape shops or head shops that they got 100 milligrams. I'm guessing if I go to the local gas station, it's just not going to be 100 milligrams in a seltzer.
The 100 sounds way too high. I'm sure they found one example of a 100 milligrams, but even if it was 20 or 30 or 40 or 50, that would be a lot. It's just weird because I do enjoy weed. I enjoy it for certain things, certain occasions, certain times. The idea, though, that it's ever really taken the edge off, I've never gotten that from weed. Weed has never made me... Alcohol takes the edge off. I go from being stressed to not being stressed.
Limited amount that it probably...
Well, I either don't feel it or I feel it. That's kind of how I feel about weed. And if I feel it, then yes, there are levels of feeling too much and then you get really anxious.
Right.
But if I'm feeling it, that's a place where I can easily be agitated. I can be made a little more paranoid, a little more anxious. I have to be in the right setting and the right kind of headspace to want to do it, you know? I know people respond differently to everything. I'm just not a...
Well, I get paranoid when I get high. I don't like it, but like, you know, you can do those little, you know... Well, I don't know what the milligrams are, but those little mints that look like you get them from Starbucks.
Well, those like the 5 milligrams.
Make me freak out.
You
like,
said
you, know,
you said once sure, about those were great. 5 milligrams and that you liked those.
Just have one of those.
Yeah. But again, I'm just saying that doesn't take
and
the edge off
for me. And that's
what
she's saying. So it does to me. You know, you feel it, but you don't really feel it. You're like, oh, all right, I feel okay.
Yeah.
You're having a decent conversation with someone and you're like, oh, I kind of like that person. I don't usually like them. That's what it is.
It can make something, it can make things funnier, make music sound better, all those things for me, while at the same time, making me a little bit, if you turn the music off, I might be a little bit more on edge. That's all I'm saying. Whereas alcohol, that to me is the definition of taking the edge off. You took a high strung, anxious person.
I've seen you pretty anxious.
You get what I'm saying? It's a depressant, though.
Crying.
You feel better.
I don't know how to
call
it. Well,
there's too much. There can be too much.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
No, that's it. We're done.
That's it.
It was really good hanging out with you today.
Yeah, I had
More
fun.
Importantly, good show, White Women from Blue Valley. Stay positive, kids.